The full U.S. House of Representatives could vote on President Donald Trump's impeachment today. North Florida Congressman Al Lawson spoke with WFSU about how he will vote.
I'll be voting in favor of it.
Lawson will be casting his vote for impeachment of the president, but he initially held out on announcing how he would vote. Until late September, Lawson said he was still getting a pulse on how his constituents felt on the matter. The North Florida representative says he heard from quite a few people.
I wanted to see how people really felt, because this is a historic moment, and I also wanted to explain to them about the impeachment process. Because a lot of people in the district think that once you vote, that's it, he is impeached. But, you know, we are just saying that, starting the process, that we feel that he is guilty. So after this vote, if we're successful on this vote, it'll go to the Senate. And the Senate always holds a trial.
Lawson has no prediction for what the Senate will do. He does feel confident, however, that the evidence he's been presented with implicating the president is solid.
You know, all the evidence leads toward that the president really used the 400 and some million that we set aside for opposition against Russia aggression, that he used it to try to get dirt on the vice president and his son, which is a violation of the Constitution.
Lawson also defended the integrity of witnesses who have testified during the House's impeachment proceedings.
We have had enough hearing from outstanding diplomats that have served for years in different parties that came to the same conclusion. And some people said, you know, why did y'all start it? But we didn't start it. The president did. You know, if the president had never been involved in this, you know, then the impeachment hearing probably would have never taken place.
Lawson says there are some raw feelings between House members of the two parties as the proceedings go on. He hopes his colleagues will come together after the holiday break to pass budget resolutions to keep the federal government running. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.